Mayor Clayton, councilors. I'd like to speak to both the Lighthouse and the Edna St. Vincent Millay celebration on her birthday, February 22nd, and with food sovereignty ordinance. As a writer, I was absolutely thrilled when I learned about Judith Lawson, 359 Broadway. Sorry. Thrilled about this because as we are all so aware that Rockland is becoming a very major arts center, there's no reason why it can't become also a written arts center, and I think this is probably what will catalyze that. Part of it also fits together like a natural handshake, that the food sovereignty ordinance, of which I was part of its very inception here, and also where it really started over on the other side of the bay in Sedgwick and Blue Hill. I happened to live for a few years close by Elliot Coleman and Barbara Damrosch and Bob St. Peter and all the people who really started this. And it's just a natural handshake. You know, Maine was New England's breadbasket. And we are moving again into a time when not only is it imperative that we grow more locally all the time and encourage young farmers, encourage anyone who wants to get their hands dirty and grow food, but that we celebrate this. This is a wonderful thing, and it's an absolute natural fit with the fisheries. We do know, and I speak as a climate researcher now, that the most endangered part of our environment here is the bay. It is our salt water because of rising levels of acidification and the warming of those waters. If anyone knows Paul Majewski, the head of Maine Climate Change Institute, which, by the way, is, if not the oldest, one of the oldest climate change institutes in the country, we are we're protected in the bay because of our coastline, the nature of our rocky coastline, and our big tides. On the other hand, we've already hit a climate tipping point here, which Paul referred to as the lime tip epidemic. We need to think about that. And a man who owns a large piece of land on Thompson Meadow Road, who's coming up again, he comes up frequently because he's building a house in a nearby town, is planning to give over that piece of land, which has an old orchard and a stream on it, to a young couple who will be growing herbs to treat Lyme disease, as well as turning it into a community garden. So I just want to point out that everything is connected. Thank you.
Thank you, Judith.